This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Kathy Peterson, Broadway Market Manager, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. Our focus is shifting to the Broadway market, which is getting ready for its biggest month of the year. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's new at the market this year?
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot going on this year for Easter. We have quite a few new vendors coming in. A crafter cute as a dumpling, Jet's Bagels, which is a new bagel vendor in the market right up front, KB White Farm, East Aurora Brewery, East Hill Creamery, Grammy's Kitchen. So we have a lot of new vendors as well as all your traditional vendors who are here all year long, and an additional 50 seasonal vendors who have been here every year.
Well, it's Easter sneak peek weekend.
It is.
What exactly does that mean for people looking to come down and maybe get a jump start on some of the rush that you see Easter week?
That's right. It's a sneak peek. Most of our Easter vendors will be open tomorrow, Saturday from 8 to 5, and then Sunday from 9 to 4. With music both days, and it gives people an opportunity to come in, shop around. Krushiki Bakery will be here, Missouri's Bakery, Gino's Bakery, Blue Eyed Baker. So we have lots of goodies, the Greek Baker, our Oasis Bakery. So it gives our community an opportunity to come in, start getting an idea of what they'd like to purchase for their Easter basket and their Easter dinner, as well as getting a head start on it.
And then your official Easter opening is next Saturday.
That's correct. Next Saturday at 11 a.m., Mayor Scanlon will be here with Father Dimmick from Corpus Christi for our traditional start to the Easter season. Well, and then we're open every single day through Saturday, April 19th.
It's always part of the discussion this time of year. We talk about the Broadway market for Easter season. Mm-hmm. It's the busy season, more vendors, definitely more activity going on down there. But how do we extend that past the Easter season? What are some of the ways the Broadway market's looking to do that this year?
That's a great question. So as you know, the market is will be under construction in a year. So there'll be a lot of activity going on during the year. With a schematic design release, probably late spring, early summer, on the proposed design for the market. And then, of course, the market always has special events throughout the year. So there'll be a lot of interesting things for people to come into the market and hear about what's going to be going on in the future.
You know, a lot of people have been patient over the years, and mm-hmm. we keep hearing that the Broadway market needs a revitalization, needs a renovation. Is that on track?
It is. It's definitely on track. You're right. There have been many other proposals, but no money to back it up. So this is our opportunity. We have money from New York State and the City of Buffalo to see the renovation through. The first step was to form a nonprofit board. So the Broadway Market Management, Inc. board is in place, has been for 2 years now, and is just in the process of finalizing a lease with the City of Buffalo. So that's a big step for the market. They'll actually take over the management of the market, and the city will maintain ownership. And then we have our architects on board, Flynn Battaglia, Diamond Schmidt and Hugh Boyd are all our architects designing the market. And so there's, I know it's, people have been very patient, but we're getting closer to, so many things have been done behind the scenes. And actually during Easter, you'll see some work in our community room of the proposed ideas, as well as community outreach, which is so important for the public to get involved.
You know, what type of redesign should people be expecting here? It seems like, to me at least, a really hard building to do a lot to because of, you know, all the concrete and everything that's around there. But just how drastic of a redesign, of a rebuild is this?
Well, from the outside, you'll see more glass. The market originally had a lot more windows around the bend of both sides of the market. So you'll see some of that restored and the exterior cleaned up, basically, the outside. And then when you come inside, you'll see vendors moving. So it's going to be more of a main street look. You come in and there'll be a main area where our butchers will be and our seafood and produce and bakeries and prepared foods right up front as you enter the market. So it's really taking the interior and re-envisioning it and so making it just more interesting for people to see.
Well, do all of these plans kind of just make it secure that the market will be here in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the market, definitely, it's always been the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. It's a mainstay of our neighborhood as well as the region. And it's in a historic neighborhood. It's a historic building. So it's getting a facelift. Much needed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Kathy, thank you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon as you kick off the Easter season at the Broadway Market. Kathy Peterson is Broadway Market Manager joining us live here on WBEN.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.